After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hey, Mom, I love you.
...an inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed and may automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your current account balance is... $48. Please select from the following options. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. Hi, baby. Oh. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Missing you.
Yeah. How's Bill doing?
He's doing good. I've got some pictures that we took of all the kids from Bill and Weezer, and I'm going to finish a letter to you. I got to start it all over because Emmy chewed it everything up. She's so naughty. You know, when I go somewhere, I put her in the crate because she's such a chewer.
Mm-hmm.
And she pooed in the crate.
Oh, my gosh.
So I couldn't give her a bath. Carrie gave her a bath, and I cleaned everything up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to go somewhere again, and she didn't do that. She didn't poo. The next time, she pooed in the crate.
Oh,
so I had to
gosh.
Give her another bath.
Did she stop that?
No, I had to go to... Tom took me to town. I don't know, we had the kids over the weekend, Ryan and Jack, and she didn't poo again. Tommy said, well, maybe she thinks now when she goes in the crate, she has to have a bath, and she gets scared and poops. She don't like
just
a bath.
Just hold her food up and take her for a walk before you go.
Oh, my God, it was bad. It was so bad the first time. Gary was puking.
How's your leg doing?
Oh. What's that?
How's your leg doing?
It's sore. It's stiff. I don't know. It swells pretty good. So I just, you know.
Yeah.
Me and Carrie went over and hung out with Amanda for a little while today. Just sat and hung out.
That's good.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling?
I'm okay. Doing good.
I know, sweetheart. You don't have to tell me. It was just hilarious. She pooed on the dog bed. Carrie was outside puking. It was horrible. And she stunk so bad. I love it. You know, the little fluffiness of her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I could give her a bath, and she was ugly. Just horrible ugly. And she doesn't like the blow dryer. Yeah. You would have liked it if God.
Hang on. Mexico, would you grab my razor off my sink and hand it to him, please? Thank you. Trying to grow a little facial hair.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Check that out. I don't believe you've ever had facial hair.
No.
He said he's trying to grow a little facial hair. My baby son never had. What's that?
No, I was just talking to somebody. I had to get. Anyone's there? No.
No. I don't know what else, so I just pick up her food and let her outside if I'm going to go. Well, I always do let her out before we go somewhere.
Yeah. Probably not as much as I used to let her out.
Well, I was gonna put this in my letter, but I guess I'll just tell you. I had Mariah and Jack over the weekend, and it was about 10 o'clock. They stayed two nights, Thursday and Friday. And we was getting ready for bed, so Tom and Jack went to bed, and Mariah was on the couch, and she got to go to the bathroom, so I was going to wait for her to come out of the bathroom before I went to bed. Well, she took a while. Jack came out and said, "Come on, Nana, we got to go to bed." I said, "I'm waiting for Mariah, honey. As soon as she gets out of the bathroom, I'll be in there. You go get my spot warm, okay?" So he went flying in the bedroom. So Mariah came out, got on the couch, and I went to go to bed. And I called up Jack. I said, "You got my spot all warm?" He said, "No." He said, "I didn't even touch it." He said, "I jumped over it, so I wouldn't get it warm." I said, "Well, some of it must have fallen off because it's warm." He said, "You mean some of it? Wait, I wasted some of it." I don't know how he said it, but he thought he could jump over it and not get it warm.
So
it was warm. Horrible.
So cute.
And Matthew, oh my Lord. Wait till you see these pictures. They're so cute. I'm just going to send them all to you.
There are.
There's maybe five, maybe six.
Yeah, you might want to send only a couple at a time.
Okay.
Because they might not get them all to me.
Okay, what I'm going to do then is put three in it.
Okay.
Just so you know, I say three because I have three kids, so I'm putting three in it.
Okay.
I got a call this week. I got to start therapy. I haven't got a check yet.
On your leg, yeah?
No, it's 4 weeks, Mike. No check.
Hmm.
I know, I'm starting to panic. I'm so behind on everything. I really don't even care, to tell you the truth. I talked
yeah.
to Beth.
Yeah.
And I. Yep.
What's she doing?
She's.
Is that Clementine barking?
Yeah. She's telling
and
Emmy to leave me alone.
Leave her alone.
I told her she gets up in the window behind the couch,
mm-hmm.
and she's right now getting to the point where, really, honey, you're too big.
Mm-hmm. I bet she's huge. She's getting big.
I saw Spock today, and I was like, who's that? Because to me, he's little compared
mm-hmm.
to her.
Mm-hmm.
A buffalo. I mean, it's, yeah.
How's that doing, did you say?
She's doing, she's annoyed with the whole situation.
Yeah.
You know. She doesn't give up, still talking, still doing,
Mm-hmm.
I do want to tell you, though, that Emmy seems to really like Jack.
Amanda said that Matthew had Emmy right by her beard.
She did. Oh, my God. Both hands full.
Yeah, he had a screaming at her.
Yeah. She didn't do nothing wrong to him.
She's a good-natured dog.
She seems to be, but Weezer doesn't even, how he likes Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even respond to Tom when Mike Jack's here.
Yeah,
it's all about Jack, wherever he's at.
Poor little Clementine.
She wants outside now. Poor little Mike Butt. Oh, I'll tell you something else she did. I went to adjust my sleep number bed. She
mm-hmm.
chewed that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
I'd be so mad.
Tom spliced it back together. No, he didn't get real mad about it. But
are you keeping it warm up there for Bill?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Probably the lights off all the time on him.
No. Carrie lets him out, too. You should get some Clementines and stuff.
You should turn the water on at some point, during the day when you can keep them downstairs for a little while and just kind of spray them down with some warm water.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you, what was I telling you about? Oh, Teresa called me, so I was telling Teresa about what my little dog did. She chewed my phone, my
mm-hmm.
charger for my phone, my lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And she chewed something else, and I said, and my sleep number bed. And Teresa did just like you. Oh my God! And she was telling Gail. Gail said, "Well, first of all, there ain't no damn little dog over there."
Teresa sent me a letter.
Yeah, she said she was gonna.
She did. She wanted to know if I needed anything, and her and Gail and Jessica and Aaron were thinking about me, and if I wanted any books or magazines or anything, but probably better just to find out what the fate shall be before they send anything. You can tell them.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know where I'm going, you know.
Oh.
What's going to happen? I'm still praying that they'll let me do this with Insure.
Do you know much about the program?
They say it, I was told that I would qualify for it if they would accept me in the program or not.
Okay.
It's tons of classes and tons of drug drops. You have to come up to the court and do all this stuff. And I have to do therapy and counseling and a tether and probably house arrest or a curfew or whatever. But that's okay. I'll do it. Just be just fine. So.
That's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes, I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, they'll do whatever they say.
Well, you keep your head up, even if they say no, we're not giving up, okay?
Yep.
I mean, things are going, we're doing things, just that's all I can say. And
yeah.
I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know, Jesse come home from school and came over here. It upset her.
Did it?
Yes, it did. And I also want you to know that poor little Jesse has had an anxiety attack.
Because of that?
Well, everything, Mike, just like everybody else, everything. Jesse's on, anxiety and depression medicine.
Why?
Because of everything. School's a lot for her. I mean,
she's
everybody,
smart.
It just shows you. She takes,
I am having really, really bad dreams at night, and they won't give me my medicine, It's
just
really bad, and it's really sad. I just get so sad, it makes my anxiety higher. But I just keep walking and reading, and I keep trying to deal with it, but it's just hard, and I just wish it was torture. But anyways, if somebody gave me these, earplugs, they put these earplugs in my ear, and the freaking earplug got way up inside my ear. I mean, I couldn't even touch it. It was so far up in there.
Oh, no.
So, luckily, I'm glad the guards were nice about everything, and they laughed at me and stuff. But anyways, nurse came in the next morning and stuck the tweezers away from me and pulled it out. So, yeah. So.
Does your ear hurt now?
Nah, not too bad. I mean, not really. It's a little sore the next day, but I'm okay. Well, tell Jesse I'm thinking about her.
I will, and that will mean a lot. And everybody, Bobby Caudill calls and checks.
Tell him I'm doing good.
Say as well, I tell them you're doing as well as can be expected, and in all honesty, you're doing better than me. Did he call your phone? Call Carrie's phone, too, because she put money on it for you to call her.
I don't want to call her tonight and waste it.
Okay. I'll let you talk to her then for the last couple of minutes, okay?
All right, I love you.
Michael, I love you so much, and I'm so glad you called. Don't wait so long to call me. I can't stand it.
I just don't want to waste money, but write that letter talking about that to the judge and tell him how I'll move there. And I've been there the whole time. I hardly went anywhere for 19 months. And then I was on the tether for the 8 months of the curfew. I can do all these things, plus the therapy and the drops. I don't care how hard it is. And supposedly
this call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Carrie, come here, hurry. All right, I will do that. I'm working on it. I love you millions,
you
millions.
You got to save a letter. If you want to send it ahead of time, it's fine. But hang on to it.
Get a copy.
But anyways,
yep.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Here's Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
All right. How's it going with you?
It's going good. Walking and reading.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. How's Kenny?
I broke up with him.
Oh, you did?
I just told him, right now I have too much going on and I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure all those things are true.
More than I do. I had a talk with him.
He's on the Otis website.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Did you hear me?
Yes. How'd he take it?
And I just told him I had a lot going on right now, and I said I have things that I don't believe you on, and he just said, well, you can still talk for now and see how you feel. And
how did he take it okay or no?
He seemed fine. But yeah, just, I'm not on drugs. But that tamale house, it's right in Crack Town.
That doesn't mean anything, but
he's done it with Jerry before.
How's Dustin?
Alright.
I was going to send him a little note when I sent Pam one.
Good. Nice of you.
Just talk to him, tell him I said hi.
I will.
Maybe he can come to court and talk to the judge on my behalf.
This call was terminated because it exceeded the permitted length.